this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
We'll be reading two scriptures, Deuteronomy 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11 from verse 14 to 15, and we'll read Job chapter 28, verse number 26. Job 28:26. But that Job 28:26 will be read in the New Living Translation. But we're going to start with Deuteronomy 11 from verse 14. Is this for somebody? That I will give you the rain of your land in its due season. If it is yours, your amen will be louder. The first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn. That is talking about harvest. And thy wine and thy oil. Verse 15. And I will send grass in thy field for thy cattle, that thou may eat and be full. Somebody in 2021, you will eat and you will be full in the mighty name of Jesus. Job chapter 28, verse 26, the New Living Translation. He made the laws for this rain and laid it out a path for lightning. The rain I prayed that you will get in Deuteronomy 11, God is saying there are laws for this rain. And this morning I'll be ministering on a subject I've titled The Laws of Rain. Somebody say the laws of rain. Now, one of the manifestations of God in the affairs of men is the giving and sending of rain. One of the ways God announces himself, one of the ways God manifests himself in the affairs of men is by coming as rain. It means when you pray that God enter into the scene of my life, when you say God intervene in my matter, one of the ways God responds to that prayer is to come to you in form of what? In form of rain. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. The scripture says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, is going forth, is prepared as the morning. God shall come unto us as rain. I want to pray for somebody that God will come unto you in form of rain in the mighty name of Jesus. That amen can be louder. That amen can be better. So when you pray that God intervene in my matter, one of the ways God intervenes is to send you a rain. Send you what? Send you what? Send you what? Now, one of the signs that follow those that know God is rain. Then shall we know if we truly follow God. Listen to me. Drought is not a sign of the kingdom. Drought is not what? then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come unto us. He shall come unto you in form of rain. This month of January and throughout the year 2021, your life will not lack rain in the mighty name of Jesus. That amen can be louder. So the way God responds to our prayers, our cry for his intervention is by what? It's by sending rain. Psalm 68 verse 9. Psalm 68 verse 9. Thou, O God, did send a plentiful rain. For somebody whose amen will reach heaven, God will send to you a plentiful rain in the mighty name of Jesus. For some people, your rain must be plentiful. Because of your long years of delay, your rain must not be few. Because you have been delayed for such a long time, few rain will not do you. It won't. For a woman delayed in childlessness for about 10 years, 15 years, and when rain comes, the rain of one child will not meet up. But if after 15 years, God, your first child, you have four, then God has sent you a plentiful rain. For somebody that amen will reach heaven, God will send to you a plentiful rain in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout that amen three times.
Amen.
There are two ways God can turn the life of a man around. Number one is by opening a major door. Number two is by sending a plentiful rain. Thou, O God, did send a plentiful rain. God will send unto you a plentiful rain in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let me quickly tell us three things that this rain is. Three things rain is. Number one, rain is the power of God for harvest and gathering. Deuteronomy 11 from verse 14 to 15. Deuteronomy 11, 14 to 15. That I will give you the rain of your land in its due season. The first rain and the latter rain, that thou may gather him thy corn. Rain that we are talking about is what makes harvest possible. Without rain, harvest is not possible. Rain signifies God's power for harvest and gathering. One of the prophecies that has gone ahead of us this year is that in 2021, it shall be our year of harvest. And for you to have harvest, there must be rain. The Lord will open heaven upon you. As you partake of the table of the Lord this morning, your heaven will open and your rain will fall in the mighty name of Jesus. We live in a world that does not care how much you labor. They want to see results. The world is not interested in your stories. They want to see your glory. I suffer, I labor, I planted, but they want to see your harvest. And when God wants to send harvest to a man, he opens his rain. He opens his heaven. Your heaven will open in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not just suffer and labor for nothing. There will be something to show in the mighty name of Jesus. I shared the story of a friend of mine who was a good example of work. but a bad example of results. He was the one that taught me and taught us how to read. Using alabukun, dry alabukun, no water. If you want to read, don't want to sleep. You have asked, many of us, we put our leg inside water. Abi, you put your leg inside water. This one said, drink alabukun. Dry one, bad boy. But Sunday, during exam, we forget everything he taught the rest of us. Only I can disappear. We left him back in school. Heaven shut when it mattered most. Your heaven will open this morning. God will pour you plentiful rain in your area of need. In the mighty name of Jesus. What is rain? Number two. Rain is the power of God for fruitfulness, increase, and blessing. Rain is the power of God for fruitfulness, increase, and what? Leviticus chapter 26, verse 4. Then I will give you rain in due season. Somebody say due season. And the land shall yield her increase. And the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Rain is God's power for fruitfulness, for increase, and for blessing. God will give you rain in due season. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord. God will give you rain in due season. Your land will yield an increase in the name of Jesus. And your tree of the field shall yield their fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Look at what the Bible says. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give you rain in thy land in a season. If it is yours, your amen will be louder. Amen. To bless all the works of your hand. And thou shalt lead unto many nations. And for somebody whose amen will reach heaven, you will not borrow. You will not borrow. There are two ways to increase in life. Number one is by rain. Number two is by loan. What's number one? What's number two? There are some of us here, you achieve nothing except you borrow. To go to school, cooperative loan. To start your business, loan. To marry, loan. To do naming, loan. To buy your first car, loan. To buy land, loan. That era is coming to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. It is God sending you rain that terminates life of borrowing. He said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give you rain. So you prosper by rain, and you also can prosper, in quotes, by loan. The shoe, some people borrow. The wig, they borrow. Chain, borrow. The scripture says, You will not borrow, but you will lend to nations. That will become your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. The rain that God will give you will terminate borrowing in the name of Jesus. Number three thing rain is. Rain is the power of God that terminates shame and weariness. Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 4. Rain is what? I want to pray for some people under the sound of my voice this morning, online and on ground. You are quartered to shame. You are very close to shame. The Lord asked me to tell you that a plentiful rain is coming for you that will terminate that your shame in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord asked me to tell you that your shame will not happen. That shame will not be for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. A sister having gotten married for about 6 years without a child was close to quarter to shame. After many years? 6 years. And the family of her husband said, at the beginning of the 6th year, if you don't get pregnant, we are not going to send you out to, but we'll bring another wife for our son. So, they gave the woman an ultimatum. And the woman turned to God who sends plentiful rain. Go back to that Jeremiah 14, verse 4. He said, because the ground is chapped and there was no rain in the earth, the plowmen were ashamed. When there is no rain upon your life, shame is inevitable. This woman was giving an ultimatum. Shame was staring her in the face. The 6th year, her heaven opened. The 6th year, she got pregnant. The 6th year, she delivered her baby. The 6th year, ultimatum was terminated. I want to pray for somebody here. You are under an ultimatum. From work, from family, they have given you an ultimatum. I pray that God will send to you a plentiful rain in the mighty name of Jesus. That shame will not happen to you. That shame will not be for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will send you a plentiful rain that will terminate your shame in the name of Jesus. You won't cover your head in shame. You won't cover your head in shame. God will show up for you. God will enter the scene of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shout out amen 3 times. Psalm 68 verse 9. Rain is the sign of God's people. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm you are God's inheritance. That is why I know as you partake of the table of God this morning, drought is coming to an end over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Drought is coming to an end over your business in the mighty name of Jesus. Drought is coming to an end concerning your womb in the mighty name of Jesus. God knows that even his inheritance can become weary without rain. He said, thou didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thy inheritance when it was weary. I am speaking to every soul that is weary this morning. Your rain is coming. I say your rain is coming. That plentiful rain is coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout it. Say my rain is coming. My plentiful rain is coming. I will have my harvest. My rain is coming. In the mighty name of Jesus. Expect a plentiful rain. I just hear that word, plentiful rain. Some people, you have been so delayed. Small rain cannot do you. You left school 5-7 years ago, no good job. A job of 30,000 naira cannot do you. After 7 years of waiting. And you are collecting 30,000 naira with two masters. Two masters. I want to pray for those who are underemployed. It's not that you don't have a job, but the money you are earning is so small to your degree. Lift up your hand. Heaven will open upon you in the name of Jesus. And God will pour on you plentiful rain in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout three times, plentiful rain! Plentiful rain! Plentiful rain! Small rain cannot do you because you have been delayed. Because you have prayed too long on that spot for that miracle. Small rain cannot do you. Small rain cannot do you. Your rain shall come plentifully in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God's portion for you is rain. Now, but in Amos chapter 4 verse 7, let us read something as I begin to tidy up. Amos chapter 4 verse 7, can you give me that Amos 4 verse 7 in New Living Translation? See, the rain we are talking about that God says he will send is not just a physical rain but also spiritual. We all know that God sends rain on everybody. But really, the effect of rain spiritually is not felt on everybody. You didn't get it. God sends rain on everybody. But the effect of rain is not felt on everybody. When I read it, I paused. He said, I kept the rain from falling when your crops needed it the most. I sent rain on one town. This is the picture of many of us. Rain is falling on your colleagues. He said, I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another. I sent money on your colleagues who did not have better grade than you in school and withheld money from you. I sent good jobs to your colleagues. I withheld good jobs from you. I sent good husband to your colleagues. I withheld good job from you. I sent good husband to your colleagues. I withheld good husband from you. I sent good wives to your colleagues. I withheld good wives from you. Rain fell on one field while another field withered away. Why? There are loss of rain. Rain don't just happen to amen. God will send plentiful rain. It's not just amen only. That is what the scripture is telling us. And if you read Job chapter 28, verse 26. Job 28, 26. The New Living Translation. Job 28, 26. He said, I made the laws. For what? For rain. So, the question is, Pastor, why is my rain not falling yet? You know, when we talk about rain, we are talking about God's power for harvest. We are talking about God's power for increase. When we talk about rain, we are talking God's power for blessing, for fruitfulness. Why is it not happening for me? Why is this as if my siblings are prospering more than me? That's what it means. You are doing the same job. Because we are quick to say, those who are prospering, hello? Hey, get me. If you see anybody driving good car, only National Assembly member. It is not everybody there that is stealing, no. Because if you become a National Assembly member without stealing, even if you don't go to plenary, how many millions per month? And you to 15 by. It's more than that. Oh, just 15 million law for one person. And some people are struggling for 18,000 naira minimum wage. I made rain to fall on one side, and I waited rain from another side. Have you not seen two people with visa and they are appearing at the embassy and they want to board a plane and they deny one with valid visa? Hey, see, Gori. And the other one, what they call my law? And they are going for the same program. Nothing will stop your rain in the mighty name of Jesus. Now let me quickly draw with us, maybe one or two, then we begin to pray. The laws of rain. Law number one, the law of repentance. Somebody say the law of repentance. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 35 to 36. 1 Kings 8, 35 to 36. The number one rule. Take it to King James. The number one rules or law that guides the giving and sending of God's type of rain is what? The law of repentance. Look at what the scripture says. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because what? Because they have sinned. So sin closes a man's heaven for rain. A particular sister was trusting God for who to marry. And people have been praying along with her. Different type of prayer, fasting, dry fast, white fast. God, give this sister a husband. Give me a husband or I die. Little did we know that particular sister was dating a married man. A what? I bet the question, Oruntiti. Kolesiojo. Because you are contributing to break another person's home. God cannot give you your own home. When the heaven is shut and there is no rain because they have sinned. One of the number one, the most important law of rain is the law of repentance. See, I hear. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. 2 Chronicles 26, 2 Chronicles 6. Look at it, the same thing. The scripture says, when the heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because of what? Because of sin. So sin closes a man's heaven for rain. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 19. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Then rain, the time of refreshing, shall come from the presence of the Lord. There was a man, I've shared the story before. who was adjudged to be the richest pastor in Nigeria as at that time. His church is somewhere in Aja. It's late now. When this man was marking his 68th birthday, they brought him a cake that says, Happy 28th. He did a cake for himself. Happy 28th birthday. He was actually 60. And they asked him, Daddy, you are 60. And you are still saying you are 20 years old. He said, yes. He said, because I cannot account for what happened to my life from age 0 to 40. That I suffered. In fact, the suffering followed him. He relocated to London, thinking that witches and wizards in Nigeria, they are very powerful. We could see a genie in London. Say, let me go and do my hustling in London. It was very terrible, very pathetic. There was no job. Everything was rough. Of course, no wife. And as he boarded a plane to go to UK, the witches followed him to UK. And things became more terrible there. Until one day, at the age of 40, he met Christ. At what? At 40. He said in a testimony, he said, I met Christ at 40. I became a millionaire at 42. Onato di okanshi. The law of what? The law of what? Repentance. Number two, law of rain is in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 17. I call it the law of worship. Somebody say the law of worship. Look at what the scripture says. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to do what? To worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Hey, you now know who is responsible for your rainlessness. And somebody will be quick to say, Pastor, but I am worshiping God. Don't assume you are worshiping God. Seven things determines who you worship. Number one is who you fear. Somebody say, who I fear. Who do you truly fear? Number two, who has the final word, the final authority over your action or your decision? Some of us you know that it's not really God. Some of us, as I'm talking now, you know. Several things. Number one is who you fear. Some of us, we don't really fear God as that your big uncle. You know it. Some of us, you don't really fear God as you fear your boss. So don't say I worship. Worship, signs of worship, indices of worship. Number one is fear. Number two is final word. Who has the final word over your life? You want to do something and somebody says, do it. And another person says, don't do it. What determines your reaction? What determines your action is the person that you are worshiping. It may not be God, sir. Don't conclude that it is God. Because you have taken some step against the word of God. You know it. That they told you this is the verdict of God on that your decision. You still went ahead and you did it. So don't think I worship God. Ah, Pastor, I worship God. Number three. What or who takes most of your time is a person that you worship. It may not be God for some people. Number four, what takes your resources or who takes your resources? Number five, what occupies your dominant thoughts? that when you wake up, you think is the person, or that is what you think about, that is your object of worship. Number six, who takes glory of events in your life is the person that you worship. It may not be God. You know it. If they give you a microphone, what could Dupelo won Kweto and UK? And lastly, who do you call on when there is trouble? Those are the seven things that determine who you worship. So when the scripture says, to those who refuse to worship God, there will be no rain. Don't conclude that they are talking about coming to church and participating in praise and worship. That is not worship. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you that your rain will fall. Nothing will stop your rain in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, my rain will fall. Nothing will stop my rain in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise to your feet.
Open the floodgate in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates.
Can you make it your prayer this morning? Can you make it your prayer this morning?
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.